Good afternoon. The storm system continues to work its way through the Great Lakes and into southern parts of Ontario. Out ahead of it, we will see that southerly wind persist through the afternoon, at times gusting up to and even over 40 miles per hour in some cases, especially across the higher terrain. This southerly breeze will continue to pump in moisture from the deep south, and rain will fall for the afternoon hours, and perhaps even heavy at times, and even the outside chance of a rumble of thunder in the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. The rain will begin to wind down tonight as a cold front punches through the region. We'll have cloudy skies overnight with areas of fog as temperatures dip back into the 30s to around 40. On the backside of this system, we'll still have a lot of clouds tomorrow morning. However, the sunshine will make a comeback during the day. Temperatures will top out in the mid-40s before lunchtime and then slide back through the 40s and into the 30s the second half of the day. This will set us up for a quiet stretch of weather heading into the upcoming weekend with high pressure and control on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds in the 30s, and partly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday with a few flurries and highs in the middle to upper 30s. Heading into next week, it looks like the weather pattern will get a little more active, although timing of any storminess remains difficult. Right now, it looks like we may have some snow through the midweek period, with temperatures sliding back into the 20s and lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard warnings will be allowed to expire across the Midwest, but the weather across the eastern United States will be quite active as deep moisture from the Gulf of Mexico surges northward ahead of a strong cold front. Widespread moderate to heavy rainfall can be expected from the central Gulf Coast to Ohio and extending eastward and northeastward toward the coast. Rainfall amounts will exceed 2 inches for many areas across the southeast, and localized flash flooding is possible where thunderstorms persist over any given location. The severe weather risk will be lower today than yesterday, but there'll likely be some scattered strong to severe storms from the Carolinas south into the Florida Panhandle. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Brooksville, Florida, to a low of 26 below zero at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City windy with rain in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy and windy with rain moving in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo windy with rain tapering off to showers and highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 56, set in 2006 and in 1991, and the record low, 18 below zero, in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:08 a.m., sunset this evening at 5:10 p.m., 10 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Just a few isolated pockets of freezing rain early this afternoon, primarily in the highest mountain valleys, but mainly rain, heavy at times for the rest of the day with high temperatures in the upper 40s to around 50. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, windy with rain, heavy at times through the day with highs in the mid-50s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, windy with rain, heavy at times this afternoon with highs near 50. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, windy with rain, heavy at times today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Showers this evening, mostly cloudy overnight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Windy with rain, heavy at times today, with highs in the lower 50s. Evening showers, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight, with lows right around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds in the morning, temperatures climbing to the mid-40s, then increasing sunshine turning cooler in the afternoon, with readings sliding back down toward the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, mid to upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday, perhaps a few late-day flurries in the upper 30s. Some flurries Saturday night and Sunday morning. Then a mix of sun and clouds Sunday afternoon in the mid-30s. Lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds Monday, and a chance of snow on Tuesday with high temperatures around 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.